So, welcome to Yes Sir,
I'll Have Another podcast
with Justin Jordan.
Yep, and Tom Fox.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm Justin, you're Tom. Just so everybody's clear.
Yeah, get that clear. Mind fuck.
All right. We just came up with this, actually, because I already got the caffeinated podcast, which is what I go to coffee shops and me and my friends drink and bullshit, you know, while drinking energy drinks and coffee and shit.
Yeah, so if you don't want to be sophisticated and doing business work at Starbucks, you can come now to Brass Taps.
Which is in just open here in Treasure Coast Mall in Jensen Beach, beautiful Jensen Beach, Florida.
So now PSL has more of a reason to
be an alcoholic
and get more DUIs. Florida's leading in the capital of...
Is it really? Holy shit. Yeah, this is the closest thing to a downtown we got, really. I mean, there is a beer place that we'll go to in downtown Stewart that's pretty big.
All right, what's that called?
The Crafty Keg, I think.
Crafty Keg.
Yeah. That's cool. Off of...
And do they have as, like, many
selections? Oh, they have a lot of beer. I don't know if they have as many as this. Brass Tap, which is like a kind of world of beer, has a shit ton of drafts and bottles.
According to their multicolored chalkboard, it's apparently over 300 beers.
And so what we're going to do
is... So that's not counting the wine and all the other bullshit they have.
Yeah, they don't have any liquor, so...
Yeah,
just
nothing
beer and wine, yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to come by in the next couple weeks and try two or one of every beer that on this tap list. Obviously, it's going to change per month, per season. So October, we'll definitely be back for the pumpkin beer.
That'd be great. Yeah. That is one of my favorites, too. Well, like just the October. I don't know why. Just the pumpkin and the nutmeg.
We had that at the wedding, too. Yeah. That shit's... I mean, I don't know. They have Oktoberfest now, but it's not the same thing as drinking like pumpkin beer. And so far, Shipyard is like the best pumpkin beer I've had. I tried other ones, it just never really did the same thing. So today what we got going on is
first off, what'd you try first? What was the first one you tried?
I tried, and I'm a stout guy, I'm a huge Guinness fan, which is not a craft beer, by the way, it's an import, just so everybody knows. I'm a big Guinness guy, but I wanted to try a different stout maybe to open up my palate. So I went to try the Barley Mow, which I keep thinking says cow, but it says Barley Mow Cocoa Maven.
Maven.
And I didn't like it.
When I look at that, I think I see like barley, moo, Coca-Cola, Raven.
Raven. The wrestler.
Yeah, the wrestler.
I met him. He's cool. So I tried that, and it just, I don't know, it's kind of bitter. It's, like I said, Guinness is a hard act to follow as far as stouts go. I don't know, it's because it's made in Ireland, and Ireland rocks, but anyway, I'm a very big Guinness guy, so I tried it, wasn't the best. Now, would you try?
No, I went for, I tried this, this one looks like a honeycomb bee thing.
OBP, blossom?
Yeah, OBP squared, which was, it tasted good, but it had like this weird after, like bitter, harsh taste, like I can't really explain it. I've had it before. But I don't know what beer it was, but it reminded me. It wasn't bad though. It was pretty good.
It's a pilsner,
right? I could drink it like once. You know, it'd be like an indulgence beer, I guess, like the one you just have. Like, all right, I think I'll have this.
Yeah,
but
and then we actually got beers to drink.
Yeah, so,
not many because we got shit to do tonight.
So Justin didn't get Guinness.
No, I wanted to try something else. So what I got was Schwechter. Spretcher Bourbon Barrel Hard Root Beer. So it's a beer that, which is this newer thing. For the last couple of years, this has been the thing now, where they're actually having beer that tastes like you're drinking root beer. Because as a kid, we were all like, this is root beer!
More fruity, more sugary, more like, less, I guess, bitter.
Root. This one, I've had other ones. This is the first time I had this one. And it's good. It's a little. You can definitely taste beer.
So they gave you a little jug mason.
They gave
handle,
me a German
glass.
One, but it looks like a mason jar.
Yeah.
Which I like mason jars. They're cool. But it has a good taste to it. Like I said, it does taste like root beer, but there is definitely a beer taste in there. Not Pisswiser, you know, horse urine beer. Yeah. Nay. No sir, I don't like it. But no, it doesn't have that taste to it. It just. It tastes like, you know, there's beer in it because you can taste that beer taste, that darker beer taste.
So you get best of both worlds in a sense.
Yeah, it's good. And then you got, what'd you get?
I got this damn
Three Daughters
Summer Storm Oatmeal Stout with 5.2% alcohol and running at $9.
Now, with that, how does it taste? Does it taste like oatmeal a little bit?
I couldn't really say. I don't know. Not really.
No? Does it just taste like a stout?
It tastes like a stout, yeah.
Which it is a stout, but I thought maybe it'd have more of an oatmeal.
I guess it's there, but it's hardly there. The stout kind of, like, takes over. Yeah. But it's not bad, though. It's
and by the way, we're recording decent. This on a phone this time instead of my equipment, because we just thought of this while we were here. We're like, you know what would be fine? Let's do a fucking beer podcast. Yep. Well, I like going to bars and drinking anyway. Usually it's Duffy's.
Get it while you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of Duffy's, yeah. I mean, it's cool. The ambience is kind of cool. Nice.
Yeah, they got all sorts of
brown wood,
kinds of people here.
Bar top with, I don't know, how I'm not even going to count these fucking beer taps, but if you really just want to look at beer taps all day, like...
This place has it.
There's a whole bunch of them, man. You even got one shaped like a microphone for
I
Justin.
I like that, yeah.
So,
I'm a
yeah.
huge microphone guy, so...
They have everything from, like, Shipyard to...
They got Fat Tire, that's a big one.
I got an Affleck duck ready to pour some, like, beer out of its neck.
That's a goose.
Yeah, like... Wah!
That's a goose.
That's Affleck.
That's what Gilbert got. He had a lobster.
It's a Gilbert Godfrey fucking port.
He had a lobster.
Yeah, he got a lobster, a wave, a tree.
A dog with a hat.
More fish.
You know what? Instead of having the names of the beers, they should just call it shit. Like, that's the apple beer.
Apple beer.
That's a strawberry beer.
Nah.
That's a lobster beer.
That's too simple.
That's the fucking Ballyhoo. Wahoo. That's Wahoo.
Wahoo.
That's a shark. Dogfish, actually.
Yeah, it's yellow. It's kind of weird.
Dogfish, yeah.
Some like Pink Floyd fish.
90-minute IPA. Does that
gator.
Mean it takes 90 minutes to drink it?
Probably. It's probably too strong.
That's the gator tail?
The gator tail
that's
is like
probably
cool.
The UFC. Is it UFC? UFC's a fucking wrestler fighting.
Yeah.
No, what is UCF?
UCF, UFC.
UF. Universal.
Universal Studios of Florida.
This beer is really working. No. Purple haze.
I like the Spanish guy with the cowboy hat on. That's pretty funny.
Where's he at?
Right there with the little schnook thing.
Oh yeah, okay. That's another Wahoo.
Is that
maybe
fish?
It's Australian.
Is there fish?
Maybe he's like, yeah, that's a fish. That's
is there Wahoo. Fish oil in this fucking beer?
It's good for you if it is.
I got three Buddhist monks looking at me.
Next to a keg of root beer.
Root beer, yeah. Well, it looks like a pepper shaker or like a rake
shaker
or like a. A can that you'd spray into, old shoes at the bowling alley. Like a Lysol can.
It's the Lysol beer. But, no, really, if you're a beer person, come check it out. It's brand new. It's open. It's not bad. Like I said, the people in here are all sorts of different people of different
yeah, I guess everyone's just trying it out.
Yeah, and I think it's cool that it's at the mall. It's
not cool.
Super huge in here.
Like, fun fact, an Amish guy actually runs this place. He's got a big-ass Amish beard.
Either he's an Amish guy or a hipster. We don't know yet.
I don't know yet.
But everybody seems nice so far. So
this might be his first shift. His next shift's on Hot Topic.
Now he's going to be at the old old Navy. What's that place? Goodwill.
Goodwill.
He's going to be at the yard sale. I got this before anybody else did.
I made it cool.
But yeah, this place also is having a big thing all weekend, and they're also having bands play.
It's the grand opening.
If they're letting local bands play, I'm totally in support of that, because most corporate places won't let you do that, and this place seems... I don't know if this is a franchise or it's corporate.
I don't know. They have the corner store, so I mean, they have access to the parking lot right away.
Yeah.
Or the store.
This was a sports store not too long ago.
Yeah, it was like shitty memorabilia.
They moved it over somewhere else now.
It was like last year's memorabilia you could buy for cheap.
Yeah, the Dolphins are over here.
All of them.
Next year they'll have Inflategate. fucking Tom Brady stole.
They'll have a bunch of deflated balls to sell. But this is pretty cool because if they did do local bands here, they could.
They got Bitter Sweetheart playing soon, I think tonight.
And what's good about it is you're in the mall area, so there's not really.
There's something to do.
There's no house income houses around, so
no.
They can be as loud as they want, really.
Well, that it's actually a smart idea because the last one I think I saw was at City Place in West Palm. And they closed because there's a world of beer down the street. There's not really any other places that have this many beer in town.
Yeah, the closest,
Ale House doesn't.
The closest thing is not even a bar. It's freaking the wine and spirits place.
Yeah.
You know?
And with that said, I think that having the mall here is people, come in and shop and go and come and drink and go shop.
Yeah, you can.
That sort of thing. So beer's good, though.
When your wife wants to drag you to the mall, and you're like, fuck that mall. And you're like, well, there's a Brass Taps there. And oh.
I thought you were going
to
say a Bass Pro Shop.
Bass Pro Shop Taps.
the Brass Pro Shop.
The Brass Pro Shop.
Come in here and buy different, things for your beer at home. Keganators.
Yeah, man. They sell fishing reels made of beer bottles. You just tie a line to it and fucking throw it out.
They get it from the bottom of the river. Yeah. They're like, hey, we found this bottle from the river. Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Empty beer bottle bobbers. You know, everything.
Bobbers.
But it's pretty good.
It's pretty good, though. I think it'll be fine.
They do actually sell food as well, but
yeah,
we didn't even look at that
yet.
Yeah,
we already ate.
We saw something with a flatbread.
Yeah, they serve, like, pub food.
Yeah.
I got some people coming from England in a couple weeks, my birthday week. So, you know, we're going to take them to Shindig's, obviously, you know, for Irish stuff. But, I mean, this place doesn't really have too much Irish stuff. I'll go to, obviously, a real Irish place for that. But as far as all the different kind of craft beers, which Florida is becoming a huge craft state.
Yeah, I think all the older...
Down south, it's really big. Yeah. If you go down to Palm Beach County.
I think everyone's dad is just like, I'm going to make my own microbrew.
Okeechobee.
I'm going to add mustard.
Lake Okeechobee water beer. It's like, it's got gator bits.
It's called Melt Your Face Off.
The Reservoir.
The Apocalypse.
That's that the nuclear plant goes off.
Oh, yeah, it's when that goes off.
Fort Pierce.
That's made with the water. It's half, like, radiant.
You know, they actually have that in Virginia. They had, like, a water that was by the plant. And, like, they also built a trash pile into a park.
That's nice.
And
we should do that. Usually the big trash dump areas, they turn into like giant soccer fields.
They call
fields.
It Mountain Trashmore up in Virginia Beach. And my dad swears that by the water, by the power plant up there, that someone's fishing, he found a fish with two assholes. You know, like, remember The Simpsons?
Yeah, the three eyes.
This fish has got two assholes.
Shit, twice as much in the river. That's why our rivers all suck. It took all that water brought down here.
Yeah.
Too much shit.
Yeah, but it's not bad. Right here in Jensen Beach off of US 1, good spot. I think
next to the Ruby Tuesdays and what's the other place? Is that Sears or JCPenney's to the left of us? Sears, right?
That's JCPenney's.
JCPenney's?
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, it used to be a sports store, so it was never... And it's nice to have
before that. I remember when I first moved here in like 2001, like it was an arcade.
It was
arcade.
Like, I remember.
And not the one your fucking grandma goes and bets all your fucking school money.
We're not the ones where you win like tickets.
Yeah,
we're talking about playing actual
this
video
isn't
games.
Plinko or fucking bingo.
This is Price is Right.
Yeah, this is real shit.
Did you know what they used to have here a long time ago? Next to Zoomies, where Brookstone is.
Okay.
It used to be Gadzooks. Zoomies was.
I remember Gadzooks. We had Gadzooks.
Remember next to it was the Bavarian Colony?
What was that?
The Bavarian Colony was a meat deli.
Meat deli, okay.
But like a German
for some reason,
one?
When you told me that, I thought it was going to be some kind of like Renaissance fair, like
no,
medieval,
but
like
it is inside.
Shit.
It was like an old-looking, like...
Like a Viking tavern
yes.
type thing?
And they had beer, and they also had, like, sandwiches they made right there, and you could take home pieces of meat with the whole deli counter.
Oh, that's badass.
And it was... Oh, dude, me and Ben Coleman used to go in there and drink.
All day?
No, mostly.
How old were you that time?
I was 21.
21,
yeah. Time. Like 10, 12 years ago. And Fridays used to be across the street where Sonic is by. And we used to get shit-faced there and walk to Borders.
There.
Yeah, and get fucked up and go to Borders like, hey, everybody, I have a trench coat on.
See,
and now it's like we can just go here.
Yeah, go here.
Well, I used to drink in that Ruby's, too.
But back in the day, though, like, the mall was way busier than like how
it's
it is
different now. I think all the kids that are grown up left.
Yeah, well, I mean, what it really was is, like, the mall was our social media back in the day. There was no Facebook, no MySpace.
No, you want to know where somebody was at, you go to the fucking mall and ask somebody.
You go on AIM. And you fucking
you
would S/ drop them and then ask them where the fuck they're going to.
There's AIM and there was MSN Messenger.
Yeah,
that was it. That was sort of the two.
You go in a chat room and be like 8-6 location. You're like, oh, Port St. Louis. Like, oh, fuck, me too. Where do you want to meet up?
The mall.
The mall.
We're going to the movie theater.
Oh, me too. But I'm not going in the movie.
It costs too much.
I'm gonna fucking smoke 2 packs of cigarettes. Chill with my homeboys. Like,
In the parking lot. Now we're all like, you know, you're almost 30. And I'm in my 30s and. This is what we're doing. They're drinking in the middle of the day.
This is the biggest excitement this mall's had in a while.
Yeah. Having the brass tap open.
All right, let me make sure this thing's still recording.
Is it?
Yeah, it's still going. Okay.
It's like
14. I hate when it goes to sleep because I don't know if it's like fucking recording or not.
We say something great. We're evidence damning. Either one. So, yeah, I think we'll come back and I'll bring this stuff next time.
Maybe a little. I should just keep this menu and just fucking start scratching shit off so we know which ones we had so far.
Oh, no, I'm all right.
Oh, sure, thank you. People are real nice. I think they're semi-educated in beer, but...
Educated?
I mean, how highly educated do you have to be?
It gets you drunk.
Oh, it's, That's a
Heffen wasn't a Pokemon.
A cold one?
Cold.
It's a cold, cold, nice beer. Oh, that's an expensive one.
I want to open a
that
place.
That one tastes expensive.
I want to open a place next door that just serves Budweiser.
Budweiser?
Be like, we have this beer and this beer. They used to have beer.
That'd be the first store my brother and my dad opens up. It's a Budweiser store.
Oh, jeez.
That's all they fucking drink.
I can't stand that. And I'm not like a snob or nothing, let's be clear. But I graduated past drinking that piss when I was like 23.
Like, if you're going to drink Budweiser, I mean, that's just like, that's getting like white girl, that's getting white girl wasted. Like.
White girl wasted. You know what they need to serve in your 40s?
40s.
Old English.
Old English.
Maybe some Colt 45.
Hey, man, that's my favorite drink right there. Is
I
an
feel
OE.
Like I'm at a gas station.
I wish they had 40s.
7-Eleven.
I don't know why
they play a techno now, a dubstep.
I don't know. It's just going all over.
Yeah.
It's whatever satellite radio is like giving them.
Yeah, this will be on the internet radio or at least a
which
website.
Is a surprise because the Amish guy's probably like, I don't like this. Too much electronics.
Yeah, what is this?
Turn these lights off. Put the candles on. This is my place. God damn it.
You know they have so many different different glasses to drink.
Yeah,
out of,
it looks like
that they all person like you're gonna drink Sam Adams out of Sam Adams glasses. God damn it!
Must be a bitch to order and reorder. If this is Duffy's. These fucking glasses would be gone, dude. These people drop them like they're fucking hot. Like, they're all, like you give it to them, they think they're holding like a lump of coal that's on fire. Like oh, and they drop it. Like oops,
throw it at someone.
I'm like bitch is your first one. I'm giving you. How many did you have before you came?
If this was Duffy's, it'd all be the same glass.
Yeah, it'd be the same glass. There'd be no fucking like. There's a cool little glass washer right underneath the bar taps.
Yeah.
Literally, it's pressure sensitive, so you put the glass down upside down, and it shoots water up its asshole you like a colon somebody. Cleanse. And then fucking you put it in the beer, and you pull the knob, and then you get your fresh,
hey,
cold
we,
glass
if
beer.
If we get somebody drunk, I want them to like, hey, wake up.
Yeah.
Right? Put their face.
Just put a finger over like one of the little holes and press down on it so it squirts across the bar counter. Like, wake up, bitch.
Dude, I wonder,
time.
You know those fountains in West Palm downtown?
Fountains? What kind of fountains?
The,
like
the water, the ground fountains.
Oh, there's one in Tradition.
Yeah, but they have it in West kids. Palms. No, not Tradition. They have it over at the Civic Center.
Civic Center too. Yeah, there too. Yeah. Tradition
so,
has it too, though.
What
like
you do
right
is you get somebody that's really drunk and you just drag them over there and throw them in the fountain.
Like,
him
bitch,
up.
Sober up. We gotta go home.
He just had a sip. yeah, next time we do this, we're gonna have to, because we'll do some stuff here, definitely. But if we go to Duffy's or something, we'll bring Jeff. We need to get him, like,
yeah,
the
he's,
drink.
He's the connoisseur.
And liquor. He's the liquor guy. He doesn't do beer, as you know. We
he can tell
about.
You the difference from Crown.
To Jameson.
To Jameson, that's it. This is Jameson. This is Crown. This is Jameson. This is Crown.
This is vodka. I don't drink Smirnoff. Give me Grey Goose.
I think John would like this place too. He might like it.
Yeah, John likes beer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We get Jamie in here. No, I don't want to drink.
Like,
What? Yeah, this is it. This is pretty cool. Like I said, it's a pretty neat place. I like it.
Yeah, so they don't do just the draft beers. Like
no, they have a bunch of bottles.
You can get the bottles too. I mean, it looks like they have about what they have on stock on draft and bottles.
And some of these just aren't like two or three of different kind of beers. For instance, for this. God, why is there non-alcoholic beer? Anyway. Yeah.
No,
anyway.
Duels? I hate this place.
They do have PBR, so if you are cheap and a hipster, come here. But other than that, we got Oktoberfest. We got Marzen.
Tie down your trailer and come on over here. They have PBR.
And how much is the PBR? Hold on, let me see. Because the PBR is more than $2 now.
Whoa, PBR is $11?
What?
No.
No, four. $4. That's,
$4. Everything's a little uppity here. But
those are the lagers. You got Anchor Stream beer. I never heard of that. Bud
Scotch.
Light. Bud Light's a lager? It's a beer. Come on.
It's fucking water.
I mean, Budweiser's going to write us a cease and desist.
What are those horses called? The fucking fur in their feet?
Clear's dyes?
Yeah.
Clear's dyes?
Yeah, they literally just run water off their fucking assholes and into a bottle. Like, there you go, Budweiser. This one's dark ale. It's fresh.
All right, so here's some more food. Look.
Okay, so it looks like they got some tacos
some
with
nachos,
some taco
shit.
Nachos.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the hell the other thing is.
That's some damn good food. They must have sold their plates for movies.
So, yeah, the food doesn't seem so bad.
They have barley wine. Is that a beer or is that a wine? This is wine.
That's when, like, you don't know if you're gay or not. you fucking drink barley wine.
Like, I'm confused.
You're like, I need to decide right now. And you give me barley wine, and they pour it, and they're like, okay, well, how do you feel?
They're calling Blue Moon something called a whit beer.
Whit beer.
Which is Blue Moon, which is Belgian wheat ale, actually.
So what does whit beer mean, anything in Belgian or something? Is that
Colorado
like
orange? I think it's orange flavored beer is what that is.
Cause, okay.
Because Orange Avenue, I'm assuming, is like Shock Top or like, you know, Blue Moon.
Yeah.
I smell bacon.
Yeah, that's what that's on the
other plate. Oh, here we go.
Other plate.
They got more Pilsners. They got Box. Box are pretty good.
Okay.
Doppelbock. That's like really brown.
What's all this
beer?
Herb, spice, fruit, and vegetable beers? Okay.
That's like this.
Fatheads, berry, Fruly, strawberry, Rogues, sriracha?
Yep.
Ooh.
Hot stout. So that might be a hot beer.
Damn, it's $22?
Yeah.
No, that's the other one I'm looking at. No, that's what I'm looking at. $22.
That is $22 beer.
Holy shit. I'll go buy the sriracha for $1.25 at Walmart.
Sticking in Budweiser.
I'll go buy the $4 Rogue beer. Sea Dog. Banana bread beer. That kind of sounds cool.
No, actually, that's not too bad. Some of this is good. I like the ciders.
Yeah, there's Woodchuck. And they have the Angry Orchard and
Angry Orchid.
Orchid.
I can't believe that was a real thing. Somebody actually wrote that on a chalkboard for beer. Aggregant bastard. Aggregant's not a fucking word.
Well, you don't need a high school diploma to work at the bar.
This is arrogant. Aggregant. There's not even a fucking G except
Hagrid.
For Hagrid.
From Harry Potter.
Harry Potter beer.
Yeah, they got
butter beer. We need butter beer.
That'd be cool if they actually had that.
They do at Universal.
I never actually tried the butter beer.
Samuel Smith. Is that like Samuel Adams' brother?
Samuel Smith, nut brown. Got brown nuts.
Well, that's brown ale, too. Well, it's probably like...
Cigar City, Maduro.
Cigar City is a big one around in Florida. And they actually have cigars here. So if you're a smoker, go outside. You can smoke cigars.
I guess it's supposed to be like the man cave.
It kind of is. I mean, they got stuff for ladies. They have ladies night according to electronic billboard over there.
But no ladies ever show up.
You don't know that. They got Rukru VIPs.
Yeah, we really don't know that because it's the first day.
Yeah, we just showed up here. Like, we don't know anything.
Funky
we know
Buddha.
This beer isn't bad. Yeah. Root beer. You can drink it before it gets hot, though.
All right, so that's going to probably conclude the first ever... Yes, sir.
I'll take another.
Podcast with...
McPatches.
And Mr. Fox.
Have a good one.
Wear a box mask.
Don't sue me.